Outsourcing has also created a whole new industry here in the U.S., consultants who help companies send their jobs overseas. NPR's Laura Seidel has this profile of one of those entrepreneurs.
15 years ago, Atul Vashist came to the United States to get his MBA at Arizona State University. He stayed here, became a citizen, and rose to the rank of International Vice President for Cardinal Health in the late 1990s.
As I was doing this, doing business in 18 different countries, really was amazed by how talent and really engineering management talent was developing in countries like India and Philippines and other places.
Although it's hard to remember right now, back in the late 1990s, there was a shortage of tech workers in the U.S.
So companies were looking for talent outside the U.S., and that's what really gave us the idea of forming a company that would provide technology and services to these Global 2000 companies and help them globalize their services operations, IT and back office.
That means getting rid of any job that's not central to the company's main business. In 1999, Vashist founded NeoIT. The company employs 68 people in the U.S. and abroad. Vashist says it's difficult to calculate how many jobs his company has outsourced, but he says NeoIT facilitated $1 billion in contracts last year. About 70% of that money went to businesses abroad. But rising unemployment has changed the climate around outsourcing.
Keep American jobs in America.
Last month, in a New York City hotel, Vashist co-sponsored a conference for executives on how to outsource. CNN captured a group of protesters who stood outside the doors.
I'm angry at what's going on here, and it's time to stand up and be counted.
We're killing ourselves in this country, and cheaper products and services are not going to be enough to make up for the fact that we don't have jobs.
The business of outsourcing is much tougher these days on a personal level, says Vashist. Even in the calm of his Silicon Valley offices, he gets hate mail most every day. But the tall, lean 38-year-old CEO is convinced he's fighting the good fight.
I feel that somebody has to speak up for it. And, you know, I have made a career out of globalization. I absolutely believe that it's great for the American economy. And that's why I feel that I ought to get up and speak about it, and I'm hoping that others do.
Like other proponents of outsourcing, Vashist believes that helping American companies cut costs will free up money for investment that will lead to innovation and create new jobs. While most businesses are interested in cutting costs, analysts say many are reluctant to outsource because they don't know much about doing businesses in countries like China or India. So they turn to consulting firms like NeoIT. Rachel Sun, a director of product architecture at Pyxis, a medical systems company, says Vashist helped them find the right talent.
The relationship in India is great when you're looking into the Indian outsourcing vendors, because he has a lot more knowledge about each company's the management structure, their performances, so on and so forth.
NeoIT exemplifies a major force behind the outsourcing trend, says Annalise Saxenian, dean of the School of Information and Management Systems at University of California, Berkeley. She says in the last decade, many Asian entrepreneurs, like Vashist, have come to the United States.
The pool of people that came to the U.S. and went to school and then ended up often in places like Silicon Valley has paved the way for this outsourcing. These are people that know the language, the culture, the institutions, and the customs in places like India, but can also speak the business language and relate to the technology community here in the U.S., and that's a unique set of skills.
Saxenian and others view these immigrant entrepreneurs as a huge plus for the U.S. These analysts tend to view outsourcing and globalization as inevitable, and you can see why. In Silicon Valley these days, software company startups are being designed from the ground up to take advantage of skilled overseas labor. As these startups grow, they will inevitably force more established companies to follow suit in order to remain competitive. But for the moment, NeoIT CEO Vashist says many of his customers are reluctant to talk about their decisions. They want to avoid becoming part of the political storm circling around outsourcing. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.